So let's try to breeze through a bunch of things related to non-small cell. I don't even know where to start. Things are changing so much. I asked you for a bunch of cases, but maybe we ought to just really focus on some of the new data sets and bring in cases as they come in. So real simple question. First-line therapy of metastatic squamous cell. How are you approaching it nowadays, and what happened at ASCO?
Well, it's funny. I just did a phone call with some colleagues around the country that you're friends with as well, and we talked about this. I think the new standard of care is carboplatin, a taxane, your choice of paclitaxel or nab-paclitaxel, and pembrolizumab. And I say that because of results from a phase 3 study we saw at ASCO, actually not a plenary session, but an oral session nonetheless, KEYNOTE-407. And so, to me, this trial, which met its endpoints for PFS and OS, and did not seem to be contingent on PD-L1 expression, reminded me a little bit of the CheckMate 017 experience with nivolumab, where PD-L1 didn't seem to correlate with benefit in the squamous population. I don't know if there's something unique about squamous patients, but in this study, 407, everybody benefits. So in my view, if you have squamous lung cancer, advanced squamous lung cancer, this is the new standard. Now, we heard about other studies, IMpower 132, where patients got platinum, taxane, plus atezolizumab. There was benefit as well for progression-free survival. Not so clear what the benefit is for overall survival yet. I think there'll be other checkpoint inhibitors in this space, maybe nivo-ipi. But for me, right now, the data looks strongest with pembrolizumab. Now, not yet FDA approved. Can you give it? Yeah, I think you can. It's not in our formularies. It's not actually in pathways yet. But I can tell you they're all ready to go as soon as the FDA approves that. I can't see the FDA not approving that unless there's something hidden in the data we're not aware of. So it looks very much like 189 for non-squamous patients, carboplatin, pemetrexed, and pembrolizumab. So I think that's the new standard for squamous cancer.